Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each day, in some home, office, school, playground, or meeting, conflict will enter the room. Conflict is never invited and, for the most part, is not intended, but it still shows up to the party. How does conflict get into the room? Conflict enters the room as a result of people not controlling their communication. When people feel like they can say what they want to say, whenever they get ready to say it, conflict sits in the passenger seat waiting to get behind the wheel and drive. Conflict wears different disguises. Sometimes it's loud, sometimes it's subtle. While at other times, it's manipulative in its approach. How do you manage conflict? In Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 7, it is written, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pour forth foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch over evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. A fool despises his father's instructions, but he who receives correction is prudent. In the house of the righteous there is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the fool does not do so." So how do you manage conflict? Number one, with a soft answer, turn away wrath. An answer that takes in consideration tonality, not loud, harsh, or disruptive. Number two, with a tongue that uses knowledge rightly. Know when to speak and how to use what you know. Number three, have a wholesome tongue using words of encouragement, hope. Speak life, not death. Number four, receive correction like a student who desires to learn from error. Number five, follow God's lead to acquire treasure. And number six, allow your lips to birth knowledge. And remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You can manage conflict daily by applying the words of Proverbs to your life. Conflict is birthed in the womb of those who feel they can say what they want, when they want, and how they want. That's not who you are. But you have to be aware of those around you who fit this mode. Use the verses in Proverbs chapter 15, 1 through 7, to quiet the conflict that enters the room with them. Use the love of Jesus Christ to speak softly to them, piercing their heart with words of kindness and hope. Allow your words to serve as a witness to manage conflict and turn conflict into commitment to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. Be a witness today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.